The ICC is an international non-governmental organization with UN non-governmental organization status, and the purpose of the organization is to promote and protect the rights and the culture of the Inuit throughout Alaska, Canada, and Greenland.
Daley Sambo is the special assistant to the ICC, the Inuit Circumpolar Conference, in the Alaska Regional Office in Anchorage. The next meeting of the Inuit Circumpolar Conference is planned for late July 1983 in Frobisher Bay, Northwest Territories, Canada. The formation of the ICC was a special project, a vision of the late Eben Hobson of Barrow. In June 1977, the North Slope Borough hosted the first meeting of the Inuit Circumpolar Conference and established the organization. Daley Sambo.
Resolution 77-01 brought together and founded the organization in realizing our common culture, our common language, our common goals, and our common problems throughout the Arctic. And it was realized that we do need to unite and have a united force to protect the environment in which we live, as well as share our problems and share the solutions.
About how many people are we talking about in between that are Inuit, Canada, Greenland, Alaska?
We're talking about roughly 120,000 people and respectively about 40,000 in each member country. Mm-hmm. Here in Alaska, our region members include Arctic Slope Regional Corporation, the North Slope Borough, NANA Regional Corporation, and their nonprofit arm, Manilik Association, and Bering Straits Native Corporation and their nonprofit, Kowarik Incorporated, as well as Chelista Corporation and their nonprofit, AVCP.
Do you see yourself then primarily as a political entity?
No, it's political as well as cultural. We were brought together as a cultural organization to create cultural exchange between us. For so long we were separated by what we would term as artificial boundaries, and those of the United States government and the Canadian government and the Danish government, and we see ourselves as a cultural organization as well as political. Even though we are created of numerous political entities, we like to feel that we are an umbrella organization of all of the different local governments, local village IRAs, what have you in each of the regions. We like to feel that the ICC encompasses all of them and represents all of the people of each of the region members that we do represent throughout Alaska and Canada and Greenland.
You mentioned those three countries. You don't mention the Soviet Union, which also has a significant Inuit population. Is there an idea to incorporate that at some point?
Yes, from the beginning, Eben Hobson, who is the founder of the Inuit Circumpolar Conference, had always envisioned the involvement and participation of the Siberian Inuit, and we have tried to carry on several different diplomatic dialogues with the Siberian Inuit, and each of our attempts had been basically shut down, and understandably so, by the U.S. government and the USSR government. We are making some headway. We did have a person travel to the Soviet Union on a separate high-level invitation of the governments. He was invited over by the Soviet Union Medical Workers Union and toured their health facilities, but as well he made some initial contacts for the ICC to lay the foundation for the Soviet participation in the next conference. And at this point in time, we have sent invitations to the Ministry of Culture in the USSR, and as far as I know, everything, the invitations have been received. The Ministry of Culture has agreed to pay for travel of a group of cultural performers, as well as two unofficial observers who will be present at the Frobisher Bay Conference.
So that's a first.
Yes, that's a first, and if it does come off real well, it'll be a great achievement, and we're all happy that the initial contacts were made, and if we can just get a group of cultural performers, it'll be a big step for us.
What are some of the projects that you've been involved with?
Let's see, here in this office, we opened our doors officially to the public October 1st, and I received this job here in August. And after the office opening, it was primarily just, you know, being a young and new organization and a new office here in Alaska and in Anchorage. I've spent a lot of time just making contacts with the press, making contacts with each of our region members, trying to keep people informed about what we're doing, what the ICC is, and basically educating people. At this point in time, our major task is preparations for the 1983 conference, which will take quite a bit, and we anticipate sending about 300 Alaskans to the conference in Canada.
What are the items that will be discussed at the conference?
Well, this conference, it'll be the first time where we hold simultaneous with the General Assembly a International Inuit Elders Conference, and that will be a conference separate from the General Assembly where the elders will come from each Canada, Alaska, and Greenland and have a forum to present some of their concerns or just a forum to share legends and stories and ideas and problems and concerns that they have and that they feel are important to them and their local communities. However, probably the major agenda item for the General Assembly and the entire delegation will be the development of an Arctic policy. And there is work being done now to draft an Arctic policy to present to the entire delegation for their review and ratification. However, we feel at this point that we won't come to any conclusive decisions at the conference, that we'll at least have a draft Arctic policy in hand that we can review and then hopefully soon someday thereafter the conference adopt it as our Arctic policy.
Arctic policy for?
And when we speak of an Arctic policy, what we do mean is basically a some type of guideline for development in the Arctic areas, a guideline and a philosophy for use of Arctic resources. An Arctic policy would be a document which encompasses all of our concerns from on a day-to-day basis, such as education, health, welfare, guidelines for each of these. Guidelines for village technology, how housing needs should be met in the Arctic. It should encompass also environmental protection, wise and safe use of the resources, subsistence, the whaling issue, and try to, in a comprehensive way, touch upon each of these issues and bring them all together into you know some type of format that can be recognized by each of our respective governments as well as ourselves.
Well, prior to the discussions in Frobisher Bay, what kinds of preparations have to be done by each delegation to prepare that policy?
Okay, well, it was decided at our last Executive Council meeting that since it is such comprehensive work that we would assign one or two persons to develop the first draft and then try and get more input from the Executive Council into it. However, since that meeting, we've had some different ideas about the strategy, and here on the Alaskan side, we would like more input on the village level. We want our people to have some input in it as well. At the same time, we can educate them more about what the ICC is, as well as solicit their input and their ideas and incorporate some of their ideas and what they feel is important to an Arctic policy and what an Arctic policy means to them. We've brainstormed on a few ideas as to what we should do to initiate the drafting of the Arctic policy on this side, and that's one of the ideas that has come up. Several other ideas are resolutions addressing each of the issue areas that we want the Arctic policy to address, and then adopting those resolutions prior to going to the General Assembly. We haven't decided what our strategy will be to initiate it, though.
Do you find that people are paying attention to you?
I think that we are being paid attention to. I think that on a local level, people want to know what the ICC is, and we'll be here to try and answer that for them. Since we received our United Nations status, I think that people are going to pay attention to us. It somewhat not legitimize isn't the word, but I think that the recognition by the United Nations does in fact make us a little stronger and gives us a better status. When the ICC speaks, it speaks as a non-governmental organization. So I think that we are going to be listened to, and especially within the world community, will be listened to. Being that we are a very new organization, a very young organization, it's quite an accomplishment to become a non-governmental organization. And as well, within the United Nations, we're the first organization that represents the Arctic areas as an NGO. So I think that's important to UN members and those of the Economic and Social Council. And I think that we will be listened to. I think that people are paying attention. And as time goes on, and after the development of the Arctic policy and the hopeful adoption of the Arctic policy, I think people will further begin to listen to us, and they will have to incorporate us into development.
What is the status with the United Nations? What kind of status is that? What does it allow you to do?
Okay. Non-governmental organization status with United Nations gives us actually a forum in which to express our views and our concerns about the Arctic areas. The status that we have is called Status 2, which is a consultative status in which we will be somewhat consultants to the United Nations on any Arctic-related information that's requested by United Nations member countries or UN committee members. And for instance, if they request information on science in the Arctic, we will try to supply them with that information.
Any thought toward creation of a separate nation, an Inuit nation?
Oh, it'd be a great idea. I mean, it's something that it's a great idea, but I think it's a little bit too idealistic for us to think in those terms right now. I think it's somewhat of a dream, but not. I think that it's most important for us to work with what we have now, and rather than trying to generate any friction and wanting to become a nation of our own, I think it's best for us at this point to work with the governments that we've been incorporated into, and deal with that on the appropriate level, rather than asking for something that we may never get, and which may come to our detriment. But it's a kind of a neat idea, you know. And in a sense, we are a nation. We are all common. We have a common root, a common language, a common culture, and are somewhat a quasi-nation without the recognition of other governments of the world. But and I think that within we can feel that way. But in terms of our legal status, I think that we simply have to work with what we have.
Daly Sambo, Special Assistant to the Inuit Circumpolar Conference. I'm Karen Michelle McPherson. Chinook is a production of KUAC-FM at the University of Alaska in Fairbanks.